Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
As third-level colleges prepare to return to in-person lectures rather than just online learning in the coming days and weeks, for many students, it may be the first real on-campus time they've had, even those going into their second and third years, which is amazing when you think about it. Drive Time's John Cook has been visiting NUI Galway, where students are being welcomed back to campus while also reflecting on the impact of COVID-19 on college life. So tell us more, John.
Yeah, Cormac, it was great to meet students actually back on campus at NUI Galway today as they look forward to the return of the real college experience after what has been a really difficult year and a half of lockdowns and learning from home, especially for those going into second year now, as many of them never actually got to go to college in person or move away from home or meet new friends last year. So while there's usually orientation and tours for first year students on college campuses around this time of year, today's students were being trained to lead reintroduction tours of the campus for those second year students and others who are due back next week, like new postgrad students, new international students. And leading the training and the tour I joined was Student Success Manager Jane Ennis. I asked her if students can actually look forward to attending lecture halls and mixing with real college friends this year.
Yeah, that's the hope, certainly. I mean, the policy is to maximise the on-campus experience for students. It is going to be a hybrid approach. It'll have to be. There are many, many circumstances under which a student will be asked not to come to campus. Obviously, if you have COVID-19 symptoms or are waiting results of a test or are in close contact of somebody who's been diagnosed with COVID, and there's other cohorts as well, a lot of lectures will be, I suppose, broadcast or streamed, and students will have opportunities to join in if they can't come safely to campus.
Well, all I'll say is it's just so lovely to be here with you on campus in person, and thank you so much for, you know, signing up to help your classmates and other students find their way around again.
So my name is Katie McHugh and I'm studying biopharmaceutical chemistry and I'm going into third year. So for my first year we were fully on campus until March, and then of course we went home and there was no sign of on campus until then. September we had a couple of labs on campus.
What are you hoping for this year now?
I'm hoping to be back on campus a lot more. We've heard that 80% capacity in lectures, so I should be on campus for like 4 out of every 5 lectures.
And you can actually socialise with people.
Exactly.
Again. You can maybe go out again,
yes,
can you?
Honestly, that'd be amazing. Like, to get actually back into the social life of Galway would be incredible. With like most people being vaccinated, I think it's nearly 90% of people are vaccinated now. So you can nearly do that safely without being worried about yourself and others.
Mary Patricia Corrigan, I'm going into third year civil engineering.
Have you been on campus much?
Not in second year. First year up until about, I think it was March 12th, was just before Paddy's Day, was when we finished. And yeah, it'll be really good to get back on Monday.
Where have you been for the rest of the time? So
just at home in my bedroom. But the advantage of the online lectures was if you have a lecture at 9 o'clock and you don't want to go, you could just stay in bed and look at it on your laptop.
There you go.
But the real
college in your pajamas.
But honestly, the real advantage to the online learning was when it's coming up to exam time, as well as your notes, you could go back and look at the lectures. But it hasn't all been bad. Obviously, the social aspect really sucked.
I'm Joss Fagan and I'm going into third year English and History.
English and History. You're an arts student.
Yeah.
I'm thinking there were no labs on campus. There was a lot of reading and a lot of staying at home, was there? Where did you study this last while?
At home, like pretty much all the time. But the worst thing I thought about it was, like, I'm going back into lectures now and so many of my friends dropped out because it was like, it was terrible.
Really?
Yeah, like
people dropped out because of the online learning experience and not being able to go to college.
Yeah, like I was like, it was terrible. You'd never think you'd miss like 9 o'clock lectures, but you do. And like the crack with the lectures, even you'd miss, like, just, you know, they're very understanding, but like at home you're just a kind of number. Like,
are you lonely?
Yeah, like, because I'm from the other side of the country. Like,
where are you from?
From Meath, Nobber. So like, it's middle of nowhere and like no one goes to college in Galway from there.
So yeah. You felt really disconnected.
Yeah, disconnected.
Is it good to be back?
Yeah, no, it's actually like, it's kind of like a momentous kind of feeling. Yeah, no, just to be back in the
college. You're
call.
Excited.
I'm literally shaking like to be back. No, I actually can't wait. Yeah, we were literally just having a chat about all the nightclubs and stuff. So we're planning our nights out already. I'm moving up Saturday. Can't wait.
Nightclub's not back till October,
yeah,
is it?
Well, I'm thinking. We'll sort it out. We'll figure that out.
Spanish arch again, is it?
No comment.
Clever woman. Missing 9 o'clock lectures. How grateful students have become John. That's Chassa and other third year students showing others around campus as they finally they're allowed back to lectures. Now, you mentioned cheekily, you mentioned Galway's Spanish Arch there, John, and listeners may remember we covered it on this programme, breaches of COVID guidelines there last year.
And just to be very clear, Cormac, yes, there were COVID breaches here and at other colleges and among many people, not just students and young adults last year. But listeners will recall those scenes of huge crowds out socialising at Spanish Arch in Galway City Centre as students returned last September and as COVID figures were rising. There were also breaches of COVID rules on campus with house parties in student accommodation, leading to over 100 cases of disciplinary action against students by the NUI Galway College authorities. And one of the more unusual punishments given out was that offending students were asked to write a 2,000 word essay about the third wave of COVID-19 and its impact on our hospitals, as seen in an RTE Investigates television programme. Today, some quotes from those essays have gone on display in large windows outside the main arts and science building on the campus. So I asked students I met for their thoughts on this Reflections on COVID exhibition, while some of them read out extracts from the anonymous essays to give you a flavour.
Basically, I was very naive and selfish, thinking I and everyone around me was invincible. As I was diagnosed with COVID-19, I couldn't help but think, imagine if I was responsible for killing someone like my friend's mother, just for the sake of me wanting to have fun.
The whole world is suffering, I should suffer too, play my part, suck it up, get on with it as is, and hope for better times in the future.
Frankly, I was embarrassed to think that my actions and those of my peers could have possibly led to more transmission of this deadly virus, and thus more hospitalizations, putting an even further strain and burden on our already overburdened healthcare system in this country.
James, what do you think? The thoughts on these panes of glass are sparked by students looking back on their experiences, good and bad, during the pandemic. Some were volunteers, some supported fellow students, some were working on the front line. And some of these more hard-hitting thoughts come from among the small number of students who were asked to reflect after breaching COVID rules. The quotes come from essays they wrote after watching the RTE Investigates documentary, COVID-19, The Third Wave. What do you think of that?
Well, personally, like, although in fairness students probably shouldn't have been out socialising as much as they were, I don't believe it's in the college's place to try and shame students into kind of doing what they say.
Well, you told me you're sick of seeing the COVID warning sign.
Yeah. So I think at this stage everyone's kind of becoming numb to the signage and kind of the advertisement of it, really.
This is new. Does it make a difference?
Not really, I don't think.
Aisling, would you take notice of these signs now that we talk about personal responsibility?
To be honest, not really. Like, I didn't take notice of them when I walked in, but I just saw it was COVID and I was like, oh, that is so depressing, so I just didn't read it. I think we all just want to enjoy our campus experience now. Everyone's dying for it. It makes me feel like they're shaming us or something. We had to put our lives on hold because it affected older people more, but during the summer there, like, all the young people weren't vaccinated, but like, I was all summer serving the adults that were vaccinated in restaurants, but I was told I couldn't sit in the restaurants with them. Mm-hmm. Like, it's hard not to feel kind of left forgotten about, you know?
Yeah, that's Aisling there. And other students, not too impressed with the new reflections on COVID-19 on the NUI Galway campus, John. What have college authorities have to say about that?
Yeah, and Cormac, I found many students felt the exercise was patronising and they questioned its effectiveness, while Aisling was reflecting the fear of many students I met too, that college life could be curtailed again if COVID cases rise, without considering the full impact that those decisions could have on young people. But this, we're told, is about personal responsibility for us all now, and the college hopes that, well, people will learn from these essays. I spoke to Professor Michelle Miller, the Dean of Students and Disciplinary Officer, who feels the reflective essays, like those on display, can be a helpful way for people to learn from their mistakes. And she said many of the 48 students she asked to write them had not previously realised the true danger of COVID-19 and the risks for their families during the third wave. I put it to her that some students, though, felt demeaned or shamed by reading them today.
The intention certainly wasn't shame. We're a learning institution. I would have found in my meetings with students that for some, there really wasn't an awareness of just how transmissible COVID was. And also reflecting on the fact that it's all our own personal responsibility. Each of us, every small action that each of us can make or don't do can have an impact on the public health.
You had 48 essays and over 100 disciplinary actions taken for COVID breaches against students. Was it tougher than writing essays? Was anyone expelled?
No, we didn't have any expulsions.
And what kind of other punishments?
A fine, which went to the Student Hardship Fund. That ranged from 50 to 150. If the students were on campus residence, a letter of apology to the security staff and the staff in the residence who've been working so hard to keep the students safe all year.
You're hoping there won't be massive COVID breaches this year. And I will point out it's a small minority that face disciplinary action. There's a lot of excitement around campus. NUI Galway's open for business again.
We're open for business. A colleague of mine sent me a picture on WhatsApp today with pictures of students on campus. We're all so excited, and the students are so excited. You know, we're learning to live with COVID. This has been so hard for our students and their generation. You know, they've missed out on so much. I think as well the fact that we've seen the vaccine uptake in this age group, they're so excited to be back, and we're delighted to have them back.
You're hoping they're here to stay this time?
Absolutely, John, absolutely.
Let's see how it goes. Professor Michelle Miller, Dean of Students at NUI Galway, ending John Cook's report.